Last week, Tony Soprano and his crew got whacked at Frankie J's restaurant in Chicago. Not by other wise guys or by the feds, but by the producers of their own HBO show, The Sopranos. Frankie Janish, owner of Frankie J's on Broadway, had designated Sunday's Sopranos night at his restaurant on the north side of town. But word got out. Somebody snitched to the honchos at HBO, and this month, Frankie J's received a cease and desist order from the cable network. Mr. Janis joins us from NPR's Chicago Bureau. I guess, first of all, Mr. Janis, I should ask you, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing good. So what were you offering for Sopranos fans at Frankie J's on Sunday night?
A week before Sopranos went up, I was in that mode of, I'm going to have to take off on Sundays because Sopranos is my show. I mean, I'd never miss it. And someone had said to me, why don't you show The Sopranos and do a meal based on it? I mean, look at all of your experience. And I'm like, my God, what a great idea. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but I'll devise a menu on the previous show. And what we would do to start it off, we would have improv. And we would improv last week's show.
Were you showing episodes of The Sopranos as well?
Yeah, we would turn the lights down, and I had four TVs in the restaurant.
So what did HBO tell you? Why did they say you had to cease and desist?
Here's what happened. Steve Sapienza, a lawyer for HBO, called me on the telephone. He goes, hi, Frank Janish, please. And, of course, you know, my personality, I'm like, hi, I'm Frankie J. He's like, hi, how are you? Hey, do you guys do Soprano Sundays? I'm like, oh, my God, do we do Soprano Sunday? We have the best time. He's like, what do you do? I'm like, oh, my God, I serve this five-course meal, and we do the improv. And, I mean, I play Tony, of course. I mean, it's great. And he goes, great, that's what I needed to hear, Mr. Janish. Do you realize that you're breaking the law? And I said, no, I didn't. He goes, yeah, Mr. Janish, you are actually infringing upon copyright issues. And I'm like, wow. He goes, so what I'm doing is I'm going to give you a verbal cease and desist order.
Now, what did they tell you to stop exactly? I mean, you can still turn the television on in your restaurant, can't you?
Yeah, I can still turn it on, but I cannot watch the actual original programming of The Sopranos. Now, HBO is only, from what Mr. Sapienza says, that it is only for the home, not for businesses. So in the restaurants, if they have HBO and they're showing it, they're not allowed to.
So what are you going to do Sunday night at Frankie J's?
We're going to do up the improv, which we have been doing in the most gracious fashion. And still, we're going to do a five-course meal. There's always surprises. You know, I keep a bag full of surprises in my tool chest.
Well, thanks very much for speaking with us, Mr. Janish.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Frankie Janish is the owner of Frankie J's on Broadway, a restaurant in Chicago. He spoke with us from our studios there.